Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The first international trip I ever did was to go to London for work. And I did that, 20 years ago, in fact. It's the first trip I did for Nokia. And here it is in 2019, and I find myself in London again. Now, I was just here about 2 weeks ago, not because I wanted to. I did book a flight that took me through London, but unfortunately, I missed my connection, and so I ended up having an extra night where I was in London. And unfortunately, I didn't really do much of anything because the airline had put me up outside of Heathrow, which is pretty far away from London proper. So I didn't, and I was really tired and really didn't feel like going anywhere. So all I did was, I just kind of chilled. And sometimes you need that, right? When you're traveling, you can't be constantly going and going and going. You need a little bit of a breather in all of this stuff. And so, and I'm kind of doing that tonight. Honestly, I was planning to have dinner with a friend of mine, and his plans had changed. And so we weren't able to connect. When I come to London, I'm still reminded of some of that stuff that my first experience there. And I don't go do the touristy things. Usually I'm here for a much shorter time. When I first came at Nokia, I was there for 3 weeks. So I kind of had to, I had some weekends and I had did a few touristy things and kind of, I did some of that stuff. When I come now, it's usually for a specific meeting or a specific thing, and I might see some people. I might go do something. But even just being around in different environments, I mean, if you pay attention, you can learn quite a lot. And London is there's quite a lot in London. It's one of the few cities that has a somewhat functional public transportation system, and there's plenty of Indian restaurants for sure. I think the place I went, there was probably four or five places within, it was probably about, like a 10 minute walk or something. And I ran across like four or five different places, and the place I went was actually really good. I've gone to several places in London. I remember actually when, I remember going to dim sum, going into Chinatown and getting dim sum, which I don't necessarily do that now, just because I really don't eat sugars and grains that often anymore. And and I bet it would be really good. Of course, the dim sum there, I'm sure, I remember that being awesome. But tonight I was craving Indian food, and so that's what I ended up having. Definitely. I don't get to eat Indian food very often, and that's actually something that when I get an opportunity to do it, that's like, okay, it's one thing I can count on in London. So getting around is a lot easier now, I guess. Thank God for mobile phones that are connected. They're continuously connected to the internet, and you can you can order taxis on Uber, or you can look up your maps or whatever. I mean, I remember the first my first trips. I mean, it was 20 years ago. There, we had mobile phones, but there was no data. There was certainly no GPS or any of that stuff. So you kind of had to meander around, and if you needed to go somewhere that the public transport didn't go, you called a cab and you had cash on hand. Now it's now you can call up Uber, or apparently Get Taxi works here too, which I use in Israel quite a lot. So it is a different thing, and actually it's nice to not use Uber, because I'm not real fond of the way Uber does business, and there's a reason that a lot of people don't like them. I find that the other companies are, maybe they don't necessarily do they might do some things that others don't like as well, but they're not nearly as universally hated, I guess. And hey, that's what competition's for, right? It's competition makes everybody get better. So,
Yeah, the other thing I noticed while I was been in London, aside from ads that make fun of Brexit, because of course Brexit's still an unresolved thing in England, but beer's really cheap here. Going to the grocery store, you see how cheap some of the stuff is. It's like, okay, that's actually, you know, it's a good exercise no matter where you go. Is it, you know, go to the grocery store and see what things actually cost, right? Because I think if you go into, you know, you stay in just the hotels, or you know, you buy something in the, you know, the airport or whatever, you don't really get a sense for what like normal people pay for things. And you go into the grocery store, you really see, okay, well, things are, you know, this is what things cost, and this is what the kinds of things people buy, and then you kind of get a better sense for what's normal, right? What's, you know, what the normal people do, and I think it's that's something that you know, if you don't travel and you don't see where, you know, how other people live their lives, I mean, you don't have an appreciation for that. So when you encounter it, you think it's strange and foreign or whatever, and really it's not. It's okay. It's different. And I think that there's nothing wrong with the differences. I think we all need to, you know, we all need to embrace those differences. And, you know, maybe there are some things we can adopt that happen in other countries or whatever that that aren't common in our country. And so I think we can all learn something from other places in the world.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.